Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Yesterday, at around this time, we were speaking to one of our very own, Niall King. He is kind of in the background in iRadio, but you hear him a lot on ads. You'll see him on social media. And yesterday, you might have heard him on the show. Him and the crew went to Liverpool, got up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get a ferry for 4. They were super excited. Niall himself is a massive, massive Liverpool fan. And if you heard him yesterday, you could have heard the utter excitement in his voice. And then yesterday turned in the blink of an eye from a massive celebration for a city, for a football club, to something horrible when that car drove into people. Of course, it's still being investigated, so you might be confused by some of the language that is used, like collision. And you're thinking, no, this was certainly deliberate, but that is because things are still being investigated. And Niall was there. Thankfully, he is safe and sound, but we caught up with him a little bit earlier just to speak about when he found out what had happened. We believe the bus had just drove by his location, and then word started to filter through.
As far as I know, the incident happened pretty much right at the end of the parade, which was about 5:30. But we knew nothing about it at that stage. Word, as I said, we had no service on our phones. Word hadn't gotten into us. And nobody we spoke to had even mentioned that it was more about just trying to get out of the city. That was the big kind of priority. And then we left this area trying to get taxis, but there was less people, and there was more space, and obviously help with phone signal. And I think I got 25 or 30 messages. Me and my wife Aspen got 30 between the two of us messages from home. My sister rang me. They couldn't get us for like 10 minutes on the phone. They were a bit panicked. I know a group or four of like 1.2 million people in the city. It's just they were panicked because they couldn't get us, and obviously you start thinking the worst. And we had just a friend of mine text me to say, hey, hope you're all right. There's been an incident, a car driving into pedestrians, and just hope everything's okay. And once that came in, there was honestly, it just kept coming and coming and coming. I think then once that news spread that incident had happened, I think there was so much anger in the city. Not, I don't mean people fighting or anything, but just anger at the incident that such a happy day can be marred by something so
avoidable.
And like, but when we were trying to leave the city, that's when we stumbled across Water Street where it happened, and we actually didn't realise that the cars we were looking at, the car that was involved, was right in front of us as we passed the street. Like it was then like 10, 12 police vans and police uniform police kind of keeping everybody away because obviously they want to do forensics and whatever. So like that's when the real kind of big police presence turned up, was after the fact. But that's really when it sunk in. Now, that was only the start of it for us, because I think the incident really set everybody in the same direction just to get out of the city. And as I said, Liverpool Central for the train had stopped. You couldn't get taxis. From the end of the parade at 5:30, we walked around Liverpool for 4.5 hours. Couldn't get anywhere. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't get out. We just ended up going back to the train station to chance it one last time. Get one of the last trains, and luckily we got on one and got out to our car, which was in Birkenhead.
So glad you're safe. We're so glad you're okay.
Yeah, we're good.
I think you'd be laying low for today. You were going to be tired regardless of it just being a happy occasion yesterday, but especially after what you went through and what happened to those people, I think you'd be lying low today.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, obviously, of course, the families who, the first responders, those people who were the first in the scene to try and, like, stop what was happening and get help to people, like, they had to be on duty amongst this kind of, I don't know, just a sea of mayhem and happiness. But they're all, you know, they were doing their best to get the injured out then. So, you know, it's quite... I can't look at the news about it. I can't watch footage about it. It's so upsetting. Do you know what I mean? So we're just glad to be home, and we're just glad we're safe anyway. You know.
Niall, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem at all.
Hi. Hopefully you're in tomorrow or Thursday, and we'll have another catch up.
Yeah, I'll probably be in tomorrow. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much, Niall.
No problem at all.
Our very own Niall King. If he doesn't come in tomorrow or Thursday, I think we will forgive him. And just as we were hearing from him, they have arrested the same man, I assume, but the way that they're saying it is a little bit confusing.
Yeah, so, well, the way BBC reporting this afternoon that a 53-year-old man from West Derby has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences and driving while unfit through drugs. That is the latest announcement from Merseyside Police as they investigate what happened in Liverpool yesterday. So yeah, they're telling us that a 53-year-old man has been arrested.
Hoping that everyone will make a safe recovery and everybody has made it safe home. I'm sure Niall wasn't the only one from Ireland or this country that went over yesterday. And of course, it was very scary. You would imagine, even in 2025, with that amount of people in the city centre, that the phone mass would be able to handle the traffic. But for those who weren't able to get in touch with loved ones for a long while, scary.
Absolutely. And just bear in mind as well, because it is almost 50 people who were injured when that incident happened. So, of course, thoughts with them. And we hope that everyone involved will make full recovery.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.